Our next story could be summed up in four simple words. Oh, no, you don't. Yesterday, a carjacker spotted a 70-year-old woman putting a couple of bags of groceries into her champagne-colored van and probably thought, now there's an easy target. He soon found out just how wrong he was, because when the carjacker took off racing through the parking lot, Eliudy Halliday jumped inside the moving van and put the would-be car thief into a chokehold, and she held on while the van sped through town. Eventually, the carjacker gave up and jumped out of the van. He got away, and Eliudy Halliday has gotten an awful lot of attention for her bravery. After spotting that story in the Daytona Beach News Journal, we had to hear more, so we called on Miss Halliday, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Miss Halliday, what made you decide to jump in a speeding van? A lot of people would just give up their property and say the carjacker can take the van.
I love my van. And that's my transportation to work, and he had no right to take my van away from me.
How'd you get in the van?
On the side doors, sliding doors.
And the van was moving when you jumped inside?
Yeah, it was just slightly moving, just started. Then I tried to talk to him not to take, but he would not listen to me.
So you tried to talk to him, but when he wouldn't listen, you let your hands do the talking. What'd you do?
I just tried to take the key from the ignition, but I couldn't succeed. And he wouldn't stop, and just held his neck and head against the chair with my right hand.
So wait, this was a one-handed chokehold?
Yes.
Wow, you must be pretty strong.
Well, I didn't know that I was that strong, but that helped pretty well.
Was the van swerving all over the place?
Swerving all over the place and hitting cars in the parking lot. And he made a misturn and hit the fence.
What was his reaction?
He couldn't talk very much. He just said that he couldn't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I let it go of my neck. I just wouldn't let it go.
Now, at 70 years old, it sounds like you're in pretty good shape.
Well, I didn't think I was, but it fooled me.
Miss Halliday, how did the police respond when they finally showed up and you told them the story?
They responded, and they had the ambulance was there within just seconds. They helped stabilizing me and bringing me to the hospital to have a checkup. I feel fine.
And how's the van?
The van is, I haven't seen it yet, but I understand that it has a lot of hits.
A lot of dents in it now.
A lot of dents, yes.
And this was, I'd read in the newspaper, this was a gift from your husband.
Right. He passed away in 05. I'm still sentimental over the car and for my age, I'm hoping to keep for the rest of my life.
Well, Miss Halliday, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. So glad you got out of that safely, and you take care of yourself.
I thank you very much.
That's Eliudy Halliday of Daytona, Eliudy, excuse me, Halliday of Daytona Beach. She stopped a carjacker who was trying to steal her van by putting a chokehold on him. We checked in with the Daytona Police Department and we learned that the suspect is still at large.